Central Florida Healthline is paid for by the Heist Clinic. This is a pre-recorded show. Welcome to Central Florida Healthline, your weekend wellness checkup with Renee Humphreys. And now here's Renee.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to experience outrageous health? If your answer was yes, then you've tuned into the right place. Hi, my name is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Here we will be discussing different topics on how you can take control of your own health. This show is for educational purposes only. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. If you've been listening, you've heard me say that I've been QRA advanced level trained by Dr. Bob Marshall himself. The QRA assessment that you've heard Dr. Marshall talk about is available here locally in Winter Park at Heist Health Clinic. Quantum reflex analysis, commonly known as QRA, is the latest technology in 21st century clinical nutrition. It can uncover the short circuits in organ and gland function and determine the exact cell resident nutrients which can restore you to outrageous health. At Heist Health Clinic, we carry Dr. Marshall's professional line of excipient-free nutrients. And in the spirit of Dr. Marshall, each Saturday, we will reward our WTLN listeners by offering a blockbuster special. This Saturday, our blockbuster special will be Coral Legend, Osteoven, and the D3 Serum. Buy any two or more and get 25% off of each bottle. You can mix or match as you choose. This sale is only for our WTLN listeners. You can place your order by calling Heist Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That number is 407-677-1660. You also have the option of emailing your order to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF, just like in Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. This is Renee Humphreys with Heist Health Clinic, and you're listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Today, I'm going to be discussing the importance of having a proper pH level, not just for strong bones and joints, but for your overall health. It's been reported that in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for finding that cancer cannot live in an oxygen-rich or alkaline environment. But it's so much more than just cancer. If your pH is out of balance, nothing else will work properly. You can actually start monitoring your own pH levels and take control of your health, or you can choose to wait until you start seeing symptoms appear and then try to reverse the damage that's already been done. Paying attention to your pH balance is one of the probably the most crucial ways that you can affect your health status. So let's start with the definition of pH. pH is short for potential hydrogen, which is the standard scientific measure for levels of acidity or alkalinity in organic material. Most people are familiar with references to pH balance in relation to an aquarium in order to keep fish healthy and alive, or the proper pH balance of your swimming pool or a public pool so that you don't catch any diseases. However, a proper pH balance is also vital for humans, and that can be considered a measurement of our general state of overall health. Simply put, if our pH levels are not properly balanced, we can no longer process essential minerals and nutrients appropriately. In fact, if your pH level is above or below a certain marker, you will be physically unable to utilize certain vitamins and minerals. So for instance, let's say your doctor declares that you're anemic and tells you to start taking an iron supplement. If your pH level is 5.9 or below, and that's the majority of you out there, or if it is 7.1 or above, your body will be unable to assimilate the iron, regardless of how much you consume. And we all know how important iodine is for breast health. So you've got an even slimmer margin of error for iodine. So what you want to do is ask yourself, is there any vitamin, mineral, or nutrient that you feel is acceptable to live without? So in a more acidic environment, which is, again, where most of America is, viruses, bacteria, and diseases, those tend to thrive. An improper pH balance can not only severely impact your quality of life, but it can also shorten your life. And the best way to monitor your pH level is to get a roll of pH paper. And we do carry these at the Heiss Health Clinic. You're going to test your first morning urine. This will be after 5 a.m. and once that you are up for the day. So if you get up at 5:15 to urinate and then go back to sleep until 7:30, you want to wait and check it after that 7:30. I've also found that the reading is a lot more accurate if you're up and moving around for about 5 minutes before you check it. So maybe you can make the bed or wake up the kids before you actually check your pH level. It's very quick and easy to do. Just tear off a 2-inch strip of pH paper from the roll, stick it in midstream, and then check the color against the color chart immediately to see where your pH level is. It's also a good idea to write it down so you can check and see if there's some kind of a pattern going on. An acidic pH has numerous causes, especially in today's environment of high stress, less sleep, greater exposure to toxins, and eating the standard American diet, which is also known as the SAD diet. For the best quality of life, you want your first morning urine pH to be between 6.4 and 7.0. Anything before that 6.4 marker is considered to be acidic. Our bodies live and die at the cellular level, and the first line of defense against any disease is a proper pH balance. Disease can only grow in an acidic body, which makes conditions favorable for the growth of bacteria, yeast, fungus, mold, viruses, and any other unwanted organism. Cancer is known to strike those with an acidic pH. However, cancer can also survive in an overly alkaline environment, and I'll try to explain that a little bit later. An acidic state causes a lack of oxygenation at the cellular level. Just by raising your pH 1/10 of a point, that can mean 10 times more oxygen availability to the tissues. So other than cancer and diseases, an acidic pH affects the body in so many other ways. In the acidic state, it will try to shield itself from damaging acid by storing the acid in fat cells. The body tries to prevent the acid from eating holes in the tissue. So in addition, your body may make additional fat cells in order to store unwanted acid for its own protection in order to save vital organs from severe damage. So by returning to a balanced pH level, you may actually lose some unwanted fat cells. Osteoporosis and possibly osteopenia is an acidic problem, and over 25% of Americans are at risk for bone loss. Believe it or not, simple things like bones or joints creaking and cracking, and even chronic lip chapping is actually a marker for low minerals. You know, and I said possibly on the osteopenia because this one can actually be pretty tricky. This could be from eating junk food as a child and not necessarily a sign of true bone loss. So that's something that you want to keep an eye on and definitely monitor the pH. The good news is that 98% of the people with low minerals actually do not fall into osteoporosis or osteopenia. However, this can be an issue if there's a mineral deficiency over a long period of time. Dr. Marshall used to say that the osteoporosis was sick, infected bone. Kidneys and parathyroid also play a huge role in bone metabolism and can be affected by heavy metals and large radiation exposure and can eventually team up to poison or intoxicate the parathyroid and even the thyroid. Garbage food, anti-nutrient foods make bone loss even worse. They don't cause bone loss, but they certainly aggravate it and accelerate it. Also, things like alcohol, sugar, and garbage salt We actually need good salt to make HCl, and HCl plays a very critical role in bone metabolism. So if you eliminate all salt, now you face the probability of not being able to make enough HCl. When that happens, you're in the most severe critical problems for bone loss. High phosphate processed foods, such as hydrogenated oils, coffee, soda, and all processed foods, these are actually murder on the bone. 1 6-ounce cup of coffee costs you actually 32 ounces of water. So that coffee dehydrates you. Dehydration is a challenge to the bone as well. Coffee, as popular as it is here in America, is also considered as an anti-nutrient. Now, most people, when they think of bone loss, think calcium and vitamin D, but we should be thinking about all minerals, such as calcium, magnesium, and all the trace elements, but not the dead sources of these minerals. With dead minerals, you probably get only about 5 to 10% out of it. And if you have an HCl issue, then there's even less. And like a lot of people, you'll end up, taking these dead nutrients, you'll end up with constipation, and then you'll have this large blob of minerals moving through your intestines. So how do you improve your pH? Well, I'm glad you asked. When I say minerals, I'm actually talking about a once-living source, for instance, like the coral legend, which is Sango marine coral. It's the only source I know of out of 2,500 species that is two part calcium, one part magnesium, and has all the trace elements in it. It doesn't contain any leads or toxins, and it's highly ionized. All coral is calcium carbonate. But this coral is highly ionized, probably around 86 to 94%, and you don't need stomach acid to absorb it, so it will go right into the bloodstream. So for those with digestive issues, the coral legend is excellent, and it actually will come in a powder form, which most people like, but there are capsules available in that also. Other minerals that are players are potassium. This can become a problem if someone is on a diuretic because it leaches potassium. Then most often they're given a dead source of potassium, and if they take it, it could cause a stomach ache, it can interfere with B12, and it can also cause a cascade of other problems. Diuretics take the fluid retention out of the legs, but they cause issues with the kidneys and further impairs bone metabolism, and unfortunately, it just wipes out the potassium. So then what happens? We start to see that we have disrupted one of the major buffering systems of the body. These potassium salts are one of the major defenses the body has to neutralize the bone-depleting metabolic acids. For instance, eating cooked meats means you have 44 times as much phosphorus as calcium. The cooked meat is hitting these huge amounts of metabolic acids. The metabolic acids can eat away at the hydrating protective area on the bone, similar to the way that acid rain eats away at limestone. Metabolic acidosis is primarily neutralized by potassium, and a lesser degree by magnesium and compounds from fruits and vegetables. By overeating meats, which is an American pastime, you further trigger a problem in bone loss. And usually if there's a problem with bone loss, nobody ever says a word about their consumption of meats. So this should definitely be cut down to a very low intake, maybe 3 times per week, and maybe consumed earlier in the day instead of later in the day, because it's much harder on the body later in the day. And keep in mind that for every 50 grams of protein, you are actually going to lose a minimum of 60 milligrams of calcium. Depending on the way it's eaten, and if it's eaten in large quantity, it can be, even more than that. And there's also a huge connection to bone loss and dental infections. One thing that can happen with an infection anywhere in the body, in particular dental infections, is you can have severe expenditure of buffering agents, not only potassium, but also calcium and magnesium. You know, as a result, then we're going into the bone for emergency buffering capacity, and then we begin to see a more rapid loss of bone. Huge amounts of minerals are needed to slow down this process. And if that's not bad enough, intractable weight gain is usually linked to these dental infections and other infections in the body. And this allows the body to store toxins and waste products in the fat. But as the weight increases, it also puts an increased burden on the bone. So typically, if you see somebody with like a large swollen neck, you usually want to think dental infection. A healthy body will actually start to gain weight to try to dilute that dental bacteria. And these people will start to gain weight even on just a mouse-sized diet because of the bacteria. They'll go into, you know, low energy, and then they'll end up losing very little to zero amount of weight. You know, the good news about QRA is that I can test the mouth to see if it tests off. Then we can test each individual tooth to find out if there is a problem. And honestly, it takes about 2 minutes at the most. Poisoning of heavy metals in the mouth can also cause an enormous amount of bone loss. We know that if we put mixed metals in the mouth, the heavy metals will come out 80 times faster. And this usually happens when you've got a silver-mercury amalgam. Over time, it will slowly expand, and it will eventually crack or break the tooth. Then they might have taken and put a crown on top of it, which might be a porcelain cover over stainless steel or some other toxic metal. And now there's two different metals leaching out 80 times faster than if there was just one. This avalanche of poisons can easily intoxicate and poison the parathyroid. It may well poison the thyroid, but more likely the parathyroid, which can actually sedate the thyroid. Now you've gone into intractable bone loss. Why? Because without adequate parathyroid production of calcitonin and parathormone, there's no amount of minerals that can recover the avalanche of lost bone, because you will just continue to lose bone. Most people think that just by increasing their calcium, you know, that will help. But usually you've got to monitor the potassium and support the parathyroid also. QRA testing can be done to see if this is necessary. And I can also check to see how much of the coral legend you need. And then check to see if or how much osteovin is needed, or any other nutrient for that matter. Every living cell within our body creates waste products. The nutrients from our foods are delivered to each cell, and they burn with oxygen to provide energy for us to live. The burn nutrients are the waste products. These waste products, which are mostly acidic, are discharged from the body through our various elimination channels, such as the urine, the bowel movements, and perspiration. The problem, however, is that our internal environment is, if it's not maintained in a state of pH balance, our body's ability to eliminate the waste products actually slows down. So now you might start experiencing constipation. Then the bowel starts reabsorbing its waste, and now there's just an overload of toxins in the system. Now the body will start storing this toxic, acidic waste in less critical areas of the body. This accumulation of solid waste actually can contribute to many health problems, including clogged arteries, arthritis, kidney stones, premature aging, and also, you know, just various other chronic illnesses. Calcium is absolutely essential to everyday health. Not only is it important in bone strength, but it plays an important role in blood pressure control, nerve function, and blood clotting. When the blood starts to become too acidic, the supply of alkaline buffers in the blood is insufficient to neutralize this acidity. Then the blood automatically seeks out other ways to reach a pH balance. Since calcium is a very alkalizing mineral, the body will start drawing calcium from the bones and the teeth in an effort to balance the body's pH level. As the body's acidity increases, more and more calcium is removed from the bones. Eventually, the body realizes that this calcium that it's pulled out of the bones is not the correct calcium that it needs to buffer the blood. But by that time, it is too late. There is no way for the body to put the calcium back into the bone, and there's actually no way for the body to excrete it out. So what it does, it will take that and it will start putting it in different places as little bone spurs. So it might put it in the eye, it might put it in the ear, could put it in the heel as a bone spur, so many different places. So we want to avoid that by monitoring that pH level. There are many different kinds of calciums that are available in the market, but what type you take is really dependent on your body and its acidic alkalinity level. So the best thing to do is just stick with the Coral Legend because it's ionized from a once-living source. It's much more bioavailable to the body, and it's on sale. What a lot of people don't realize is that vitamin D is also an absolute requirement for the absorption of calcium. This will usually reduce the amount of calcium that is required by almost half. So normally, yeah, I can test somebody. They test that they need, you know, maybe a full teaspoon of Coral Legend a day. But if I put D3 in their field, I can usually cut that in half. But again, you want to make sure it's from a living source. A lot of what's available out there in the form of D3 is usually solvent extracted from sheep's wool, and that's not good. So we do carry Dr. Marshall's D3 serum, and it's one of our blockbuster specials this week also. Bones, if given the right pH balance, remake themselves continually and contain completely new structures about every 3 years. Vitamin K is necessary for bone health. Bones have proteins in them that are very dependent on vitamin K. Research has actually shown that bone fractures are reduced when vitamin K levels are higher. And in Japan, high doses of vitamin K are actually approved for treatment of osteoporosis. And do you know what nutrient we carry that has vitamin K? We call it osteoven. You've probably heard Dr. Marshall refer to it as bone and joint complex. And this is also one of our blockbuster specials today also. And there are a number of steps that you can take to help restore your pH balance. And these are natural things, such as just avoiding processed foods, avoiding added sugars, avoiding high amounts of animal protein, including milk and dairy products, and avoiding the refined grains, and caffeine and alcohol. So if you want a full list, just reach out, and I'll be glad to get all that for you and give you some tips on there. You have been listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic. You can find me in Winter Park just off Howell Branch Road. Our blockbuster special this week is the Premier Coral Legend. We've got that in powder and capsules, the D3 serum, and the OsteoVen. Buy two bottles or more and get 25% off each. You can place your order by calling Heiss Health Clinic at 407-677-1660. That's 407-677-1660. or you can email me your order or questions to cfhealthline@yahoo.com. That's CF, like Central Florida, healthline@yahoo.com. At Heiss Health Clinic, you can experience the latest in 21st century clinical nutrition. I'd like to invite you to experience the evaluation and remediation of your own health challenges and make your quantum leap to outrageous health. Mention that you heard me on WTLN and receive 50% off of your initial assessment. Check me out on the web at drheise.com, that's drheise.com, or you can also find me on Facebook. This is Renee Humphreys with Heiss Health Clinic, and I thank you for listening to the all-new Central Florida Healthline. Join me again next Saturday at noon and learn how you can experience outrageous health. God bless you and stay healthy, my friends.
You've been listening to Central Florida Healthline with Renee Humphreys. The statements expressed are those of the host and guests and not those of Salem Media Group, staff, or management. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Statements and products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This was a pre-recorded show. And join us again next week for Central Florida Healthline.